"Come down, my lad," shouted the officer. "They have seen you. I don't want anything more. Come down."
"I am not afraid," replied the boy.
"Come down," repeated the officer. "What else do you see to the left?"
"To the left?"
"Yes, to the left."
The lad turned his head to the left. At that moment, another whistle, more acute and lower than the first, cut the air. The boy was thoroughly aroused.
"Deuce take them," he exclaimed. "They actually are aiming at me."
The bullet had passed at a short distance from him.
"Down,"
shouted the officer, imperious and irritated.
"I'll come down presently," replied the boy. "But the tree shelters me. Don't fear. You want to know what there is on the left?"
"Yes, on the left,"
answered the officer. "But come down."
"On the left,"
shouted the lad, thrusting his body out in that direction.
"Yonder, where there is a chapel, I think I see—"
A third fierce whistle passed through the air, and almost instantaneously the boy was seen to descend, catching for a moment at the trunk and branches, and then falling headlong with arms outspread.
"Curse it!"
exclaimed the officer, running up. The boy landed on the ground, upon his back, and remained stretched out there with arms outspread and supine. A stream of blood flowed from his breast on the left. The sergeant and two soldiers leaped from their horses. The officer bent over and opened his shirt. The ball had entered his left lung.
"He is dead!" exclaimed the officer.